Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay. What is up, everybody?
Been great. I mean, this is three pods now. We got three under the belt.
You ran two this today too. We just fucked up once. Now we have to redo it.
Yeah, we were about 7 minutes in.
Yeah, but I mean, then again, I did forget to do this. If you guys haven't already, make sure you follow us at PSO Sports One on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. We're on Spotify. Obviously, we're on Anchor. And, of course, we're on Apple Podcasts as well. So check us out on any of those. Make sure you go to our Twitter page. You know, I usually put polls up on the Spotify accounts now. Like, just little questions if you guys want to answer them. If not, I'll just keep throwing them in to make me happy. But still. So, Nathan, you came up with this. I want to hear it. I want you to just tell the people what we're going to be doing today.
All right, so we're going to be doing a little bit of a quarterback, week one starting quarterback prediction for next year. We're going to run through the list, go down the line, see who we think is going to be the week one starter for each team. We'll go division by division and kind of compare. We'll talk about them. I'm really excited for this one here, Chase. I think it's going to be good. And look, this will give us something to we got to keep going till week one when we can compare these.
I know. Are you starting to get post NFL depression yet?
A little bit. It's a good. I think a week's good. It's a good break. I'm ready to get back in there though.
Yeah, me too. Well, I mean, this will hold us over until then. But all right, so let's start. Let's go to the AFC East, and we're gonna start with the good old Dolphins of Miami. Nathan, who do you think is going to be the week one starter as of February 21st?
I'll take Tua. I think they're a team that doesn't really want to draft another quarterback yet. I think they want to stick this out. You know, coming in with a new offensive coach, that's going to help a lot for Tua, hopefully. You know, Mike McDaniel, the new head coach coming out of San Francisco, he's been the Shanahan's both Kyle and Mike. He's been kind of the right-hand man throughout the last 20 years or so. And he's been the running game coordinator. Does a hell of a job. So I think he's going to be able to get some things rolling, get the play action pass game going a little bit more for him. Hopefully that helps out a little bit more because 16 touchdowns won't cut it in this league.
Yeah. I mean, 16 touchdowns, 10 picks. He has a record of, what is that, 13-8 in 2 years, which is a good record, you know. 7-5 last year when he was a starter, 6-3 his rookie season. So that's, I mean, honestly, that's the only way that I think he's sticking around.
I'll tell you what, though, there's something to be said about just winning games. That's why Jimmy Garoppolo is still in this league. You know,
true. Jimmy G almost went to the Super Bowl doing that.
Oh, twice. He did go once.
Yeah. Yeah, he did go once doing it. I forgot about it. Yeah. But, you know,
winning
like,
games matters.
It does. But, I mean, it just, they're in this division now where you got the Patriots and then you got the Bills. Like, if you just keep sticking with this mediocre quarterback stuff, you're going to get demolished every year. You're going to be,
they're going to keep having,
you know,
good draft picks.
You're going to keep getting good drafts. But, right. I mean, the picks don't mean shit if they ain't turning into anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they've had good draft picks since Tom Brady got drafted. And look what that's done for them.
Pretty much.
You know? They had, what, one winning season, I think?
And almost a
They went 10-6 with Tony Sperano. Yeah. But, yeah, I just – Tua's just – he's tough for me, you know? We got all these options at quarterback. Now you got – you know, this is the perfect year to take a flyer. Like, go out there, get a Mariota, you know. Wolford, the backup for the Rams. Like, every time that kid comes in, he looks good. You know, Carr might be on the market. Russ might be on the market. You got all those first-round picks? Drop three of them for Russ, you know. Save him from Pete Carroll for his last 3 years. Do something, you know. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. You can't, like you said, you can't be a quarterback in this league and throw for under 3,000 yards and less than 20 touchdowns. Like, that's just sad at this point, you know.
No, that can't
you better
happen.
Be putting you better be putting up some crazy running stats or have a good running game. But if you don't have either, you're going to lose games, and you're going to lose games solely because of your quarterback.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, Tua can make the throws, he can do all those things. For some reason, I mean, it's just not getting done. I don't love his mobility. Yeah. I mean, he's not slow. He's not terrible, but
he's injury prone too.
Injury prone. That's a big factor, and that's a big factor why the 49ers are probably moving off of Jimmy G here. Little hint at the future of this pod.
Mm-hmm. True. Good plug. Great plug.
All right.
But yeah, Buffalo, are you done with Miami?
What you got for the Buffalo Bills?
I got Mitch Trubisky. Just kidding.
Of course.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Do you think this is the year that he takes the leap?
He took the leap, man.
Yeah, last year. I'm talking about MVP and beating Kansas City in the playoffs, basically.
I don't know if he could have played any better in that game against Kansas City.
Yeah.
And he took the lead.
And the thing was, is last season, he wasn't, like, he had a lot of periods where he didn't look that good. He threw 15 interceptions last year.
Yeah.
All this stuff, and I'm like, this is looking bad. And then he went out and did that in the playoffs. That's how you know you have a good quarterback. I mean, same with Mahomes. Like, Mahomes struggled the whole year.
Yeah, he did.
But Mahomes knows when playoff starts, I'm going to go out there and, you know, perform as best as I can. And that's what makes a really good quarterback. And Josh Allen did that shit. I mean, he literally couldn't have done anything else.
No,
I think
the Buffalo Bills are looking at a few things they have to improve upon, and it's not Josh Allen. So,
yeah, I think, God, I hope Allen wins an MVP next year. That's what I'm hoping for. I think the kid deserves it.
He does.
Either two things happen this or after what happened, like you either. He gets worse, and he kind of just gets like that gun-shy quarterback thing. I mean, we've all seen it happen. Like the guys that just – I mean, Peyton had it with Brady for a long time, where anytime they would go up against each other, he'd just be like, oh, that ain't really – Peyton's not really performing anymore. Like, that's not Peyton, you know. Or you go out there, and you go guns blazing, and you get that chip on your shoulder, and you fucking win a Super Bowl.
I think next year's the year, man. And you know what? I was really pulling for Buffalo fans. that Bills Mafia,
Bills Mafia. Those are crazy dudes. I didn't go out to a Bills game. outdoor stadium stuff kind of kills me, though.
Let me know. I'll fly up.
Oh, God. And there's rumors that they're going to try to, like, add to the running game, too.
They need to. Which they need to. I mean, it.
And here's a name. Here's a. You ready for this name? Like, we're talking quarterbacks only in this pod, but I'm out here dropping knowledge. What about Fournette? A free agent?
James Conner, maybe?
Fournette on the Bills? James Conner? We got options at running back. And they get running back? Oh, my goodness. That team's going to be unstoppable. Instead of throwing out Singletary and Zach Moss, it's like throwing out me and you.
Right. But,
yeah. Josh Allen's going to be the quarterback. New England.
They're going to stick with Mac Jones.
Yeah, it's going to be Mac.
No time to...
How big of a jump do you think he get? I think he's going to have like a Baker-like this year feel. I think Mac Jones is... People are going to think Mac Jones regressed, even though he'll probably do exactly the same thing. Because Mac Jones got really high... he's got a really high ceiling right now. And everybody's really talking about Mac. So I can see people really, you know, looking at Mac's numbers this year and he starts getting judged a little more. You know, like remember when Baker came into the league and just lit it up? And then Baker starts having 3 or 4 bad games and everybody's talking about if they should move on from Baker. We could get that shit with Mac.
Yeah, and I think that's nuts. I mean, he played fine. He wasn't crazy fun to watch. It was not always pretty, you know, especially that game against the Bills when they threw the ball 3 times. Not always fun. But,
yeah.
And a lot of people were putting that on, oh, they don't trust Mac Jones, or it had nothing to do with that. It's just when it's working, it's working. Stick with it, and if that's how you win the game.
Trust the script.
Exactly. It's the ultimate goal of the game is to win, so I don't think it
happened. And that's why I think Mac's going to be successful. I don't know, like, how far he can evolve physically, you know, just to get better in that aspect. But mentally, I think he's just going to be a product of Belichick. Like, he already seems like you said, he threw 3 times in that game. Like, he's already robotic. Like,
and he wasn't he'll do whatever it takes to win. You know, pouting or moaning or anything.
Yeah.
That's the game.
Yeah, no, he was fine. And he was like, yeah, we got the win. I don't care.
Right.
And look what happened. Yeah, they beat Josh Allen. But, okay,
the
Jets.
The Bills got him the next 2 times, though. So, that's what really counts.
True. Yeah. What about the Jets?
Zach Wilson.
True. I agree.
I mean, you know, maybe they give Mike White another shot, but I'm going to stick with Zach Wilson here.
God, Mike White.
I mean,
everybody's like, he's like Jeremy Lin. I'm like, at least Jeremy Lin was good for like 20 games. Mike White had 1 good game.
He had 1 good game. I'll tell you what, Zach Wilson,
and then
though,
was really bad.
Was not anything spectacular in the first part of the season. He got hurt for a while. Like I said, came back from the injury and was pretty decent. I mean, I saw a lot of things I liked there. I know you watch a lot of Jets games. What did you think?
No. Turn it back. No, I do not. I live in New York, but I'm not a Jets fan. I'm not converted yet. I won't do that, even though the games are hella cheap. But I think Zach Wilson kind of had like a Lawrence-like season where it was really lackluster the whole year, to the point where we think, oh, these guys are just bad. And then they look pretty decent the last couple weeks, so then there's promise, you know? I think Zach Wilson has promise. I like Corey Davis with them. Like, they got some threats on wide receiver. Like, they just add to the line. Maybe pick up a wide receiver or two. Yeah, they got a good running back, too. What's his name? Carter, right? I can't remember.
Michael Carter, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Carter. He's really good. Like, he's a really good running back. They got a good young team. The only problem is you're going up against Belichick twice, and you're going up against Josh Allen twice.
Yeah, you know, it's not fair.
But as for Wilson, I like what he can do with his feet, and
he's got,
I think,
a can,
his arm's just going to – yeah, I think his arm's just going to keep getting better too. So, yeah, all right.
All right, let's move on to the AFC North here. I think you want to start with Cincinnati. I mean, maybe bringing back Andy Dalton?
Yeah, maybe. There's some rumors. Yeah, good old Joey Burr.
Joey Burr.
I think that's his shittiest nickname.
Love it, man.
That nickname sucks.
I got me a shirt and everything. I got a shirt. I got a Joey Burr shirt.
You got it right next to your Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa shirt.
Hell yeah.
Cringy. You turned into a cringy suburban dad. But yeah, I like Burrow. There's a lot. The thing that I'm curious about next season is I've heard the same thing from like four different like kind of big time media guys, like Bill Simmons or, you know, people on ESPN or whatnot. Them all kind of saying the same thing, which is I can see Cincinnati just having a really bad like bounce back year. Like, this is the team, like, oh, most teams get, you know, Super Bowl hangovers. And especially if they lose, like, they, you know, it's hard for some of those teams to come back. And this is a prime example of that. What do you think about that?
I don't think so. I don't see it happening. Joe Burrow just seems like a guy that's all ball. You know, he really doesn't hear the noise or anything like that. I don't think so, at least. He's very much, you know, not too high, not too low, and just keeps his head down. So I don't think they'll be too affected by that, but you never know. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs, like you said, in the regular season were looking rough. I mean, I think I called you at some point in October and said, I think the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I was down on
them. I believed you, too. Like, I can't sit here and say, like, oh, that was stupid. Like, no. Like, they legit looked like they were not a playoff team.
They were bad. I mean, it can happen. So, it can happen. If it can happen to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, it can happen to anybody, I guess.
Yeah. And Zach Taylor just got a fat extension.
Yeah, he did, after being the lowest paid coach in the league.
Like, barring injury, I think there's no way that, like, Burrow regresses. Just because his first year, he should have been bad. Like, he should have been bad. He wasn't. This year, should have had some learning curves, and he messed up his knee. Maybe be a little tentative. No. He goes out here and puts up the year he did, you know? So that's why I think, like, when it comes to Burrow, I'm kind of going to give him, like, a 2% Brady, you know, thing where I'm like, you bet against Brady, Brady's going to prove you wrong. Like, you bet against Burrow, I don't think he's going to win the Super Bowl. Like, I would be surprised if they can go back just because AFC's
nuts,
freaking
man.
Stacked. yeah, that's a gauntlet. But at the same time, I think Burrow's going to be – he can still be good. He can be – we're talking about Josh Allen winning MVP. Shit, I'd almost put more money on Burrow winning MVP than Josh. And think about it. They're just going to add to that O-line unless, you know, they stay the Cincinnati Bengals and do something stupid.
No, they have
You know,
to,
so he's man. Just going to – they have yeah,
they have
be so dumb. But, he, you know, there's everything set up for him to just have another good season.
I like it. I think he's going to be good. But anybody can – like that Super Bowl hangover is real. It happens every year to somebody. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the Rams, though?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me there either.
No, we'll get to that.
All right. Another letdown team. Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah. The Browns. You know, they were
the Browns.
Super Bowl contenders going into the year.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you they did have pretty decent odds.
What happened?
Now, okay, which side do you want to be on? You want to be on the pro Baker side, or you want to be real?
I gotta be honest with you. I'm somewhere in the middle.
Really?
I am.
Let me hear it.
And not even necessarily pro Baker, but pro keeping Baker. Here's the thing. What are their other options? I mean, like you said, there's quarterbacks out there possibly on the trade market, or, you know, maybe a couple in free agency. But are they going to get you, especially if you're trading for somebody, are they going to get you more than Baker will healthy?
You know, I think if you can get a Carr or you can get a Russ, most definitely.
But how much is that going to cost you? I mean, you're the Browns.
Yeah. Yeah, true. But I mean, you're getting something you never had, which is consistency at the quarterback position.
I just don't see, especially in free agency, I don't see them doing anything like that. Just because you have to get more than what you're getting. Look at
Baker. I think the safe play is definitely to franchise tag him. But yeah, I was going to bring that up.
I think honestly, you tag him, and this is his last year. I think this is just kind of a stopgap. Hopefully, he wows you kind of situation, and try and be aggressive and go get somebody the next year.
Yeah. Do you know his stats this year? I got him. I was just curious if you knew, like, how many yards and everything.
3,000 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's in 14 games, you know. Obviously not the full season. Then that shoulder was bothering him, but it was his left shoulder. This really felt like... Like, if Baker's doing a bunch of commercials, here's an idea for a commercial. He needs to do, like, a Blue Chew ad. This was, like, the beginning of the commercial, Baker, like this season was, where he's like, dude, I can't get up. I can't get it up. Like, I'm just sad. I lost my mojo. You know, he looked like Ric Flair in, like, the early 2000s. It's like, he's not really Ric anymore. But, you know, he can always get the Blue Chew going, be healthy. You know, and having an erect year.
If he's healthy, I think he can be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, he's just... This was the first year I felt like he wasn't, like, the dog, you know? Even whenever he was throwing just as many interceptions as touchdowns.
You try having a left shoulder hurting with 300-pound men running after you trying to tackle you.
Yeah. But, I mean, still, I didn't expect Baker to get quiet on me. Like, I want this dude... This is what he does. He chirps. He got quiet. Like, it seemed like he was getting fucking rocked by it, you know? Like, frazzled.
He might, man. I mean,
and that's what makes me nervous. So once a quarterback loses that, you're gone.
Yeah, but he needs to get that edge
back.
Like
I said, this could be a Blue Chew year.
Blue Chew year. There we go. I like it.
On the spot. I swear to God, if this recording gets canceled, I'm going to lose my shit. Okay. Your favorite team, Baltimore.
Baltimore. Lamar, I think we can write that one in.
Yeah, it's going to be
Lamar Jackson. No, he's, you know what.
Give me your take on Lamar.
I can't really defend him.
I can't really defend him much this year.
Not this year. And you know what, I'm going to, he was injured all year, just like Baker. Like, I can't really knock a guy too hard for that. But even when he was playing and healthy, he still wasn't great. But obviously this is a guy that's had an MVP season. We've seen him put the numbers up. That he's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I love Lamar. I think Lamar's great. I think he's terrific. I really hope, you know, he can take the next step and be like a playoff quarterback. He threw a lot of picks this year.
Bunch of them.
I don't know what Harbaugh's plan is with him, but this dude led the league in touchdown passes and doesn't throw the ball as much anymore.
I know.
Like, he, in his MVP season, they went 13-2. He ran for over 1,000 yards. He had 401 attempts. The last two seasons, he's had 376 and 382. So he's missing 20 to 30 less throws a year, you know, which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's still, you're not throwing the ball as much.
You know what's a crazy stat is his first career interception in the red zone came this year.
Really?
Seriously.
And, you know, like, you could also say it's just a, it's, you know, it's just because he's got a lot of weapons. You know, he's got maybe the best tight end.
Yeah, he's
but
got Mark.
Yeah, Marquise Brown is a good two. Yeah, he's a great three. Two. Marquise Brown is not a one. You know, he's definitely not a one.
I hear.
And
AB's
they
going.
Had no running game. Oh man, I wouldn't be surprised. Lamar wants it.
I wouldn't.
And
be
you
shocked.
Know what?
I could see
the
that
sad
happen.
Thing is, I think it would be good. You'd have more people to throw to. That's why. I mean, I stand by this. It didn't really work out last year with Julio, but why the hell Are you not trading for Julio? You know, why are you not making a first round pick for that? Or a second round pick?
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't even a first.
A second round pick for a wide receiver that doesn't drop the ball
and not
constantly?
Even a high second.
Marquise
either.
Brown dropped.
I mean, Tennessee made the playoffs the year before that. It wasn't even a high second.
Yeah. Marquise Brown he's catching for over 1,000 yards, but he's dropping 4 or 5 touchdowns a year.
Right.
I thought they were going to 16 touchdowns, 13 picks.
I thought it was going to be them.
They had to be. And that's why it just didn't make sense. I don't know. But at the same time, Julio was hurt all year. Maybe it wouldn't have worked out. Maybe it would have cost them more. They got Perriman, right?
Rashad Bateman.
Oh, Bateman.
Yeah, he turned out okay this year.
Bateman looks good. Yeah. You know, that's a good 3, maybe 4. You know, make him a slot guy. I don't know. But get a wide receiver throw the ball more.
They need a one.
Yeah. And, like, obviously the running game's going to get going because they were out there starting, you know, the all 1990s team at running back.
Yeah,
and I don't
they
know,
get
Dobbins
and
like,
Edwards back, you know. They'll be looking better.
But, I mean, I love Lamar. And you want to talk about winners? 6-1 his first year, 13-2 his second, 11-4 his third year, and last year, despite being injured the whole year, in 12 games, he went 7-5. Like, he wins games too. But that division, like we said, is just going to keep getting tougher.
You know who else won some
Maybe.
Games there last year, though?
Who?
Tyler Huntley.
He did. Tyler Huntley did.
You know,
they are correct.
I don't know, a month or so ago, I heard some talks about some teams might be interested in Tyler Huntley this year.
Which, you know, that still might be on the table. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets like a Brissett type thing, where he just comes out of nowhere and is the starter, you know?
Yeah, and he showed some promise. I think, I don't know, on a larger sample size, I don't think he'd be as good, but I can definitely see some
question.
Teams taking a flyer on that.
Question, Rodgers is gone. Jordan Love or Tyler Huntley?
Huntley.
If you had to trade one for one, like you couldn't keep them both.
Huntley.
Who are you starting? Yeah, I'm going with Huntley too. You know? He's definitely a guy that his name needs to get thrown around more.
There's some red flags around
Jordan
Love for me, but I'll get into that a little bit later.
Jordan Love is a red flag.
He's a walking red flag.
That instead of wearing a red shirt, he wears a red flag in practice. Okay. Pittsburgh. This is going to be a good one. So I'm talking week one starter, right?
Week one starter, yes. Who do you got?
I'm
going to
go first. This might be our first disagreement. I'm sticking with Rudolph.
Rudolph.
I think they are too cheap to make a play on a quarterback.
You
and if Rodgers stays.
With Rudolph at quarterback?
I think they've committed to Rudolph longer than anybody should commit to Rudolph. I think they might as well, week one, throw his ass out there.
I could see it.
You know?
I could.
Yeah, like they. Think about the Duck Hodges Mason Rudolph year. It took Rudolph, like, getting hit in the head with a helmet for Hodges to come in. They love Mason Rudolph. They spend a second round pick, and to them, that's like sacrificing their newborn. Yeah. They love, and they're really good to their drafted players. Like, they keep those guys around. I can see they could be, you know, nice and subtle, not too crazy about it. Be like, you know what, we're going to, and it's not a good quarterback draft. Throw Rudolph out there, struggle, you know, and then next year go for a quarterback.
This is one when I was going through these, I kind of struggled with it. I've heard some talks about Rodgers and, to be honest with you, I'd love the fit there, but I don't think Pittsburgh's going to give up the draft capital to go get Rodgers.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening. But I think they're going to end up drafting somebody in the first round here. I'm going to go Matt Corral out of Ole Miss.
Oh.
I don't think it's the guy they really want, but I think the guy they really want is going to be gone by then. But
yeah.
I think Matt Corral.
And I think this is. If this is a quarterback, rookie quarterback year two, who's going to be starting week one?
Matt Corral.
You know, Andy Dalton. No, Andy Dalton wasn't, you know, he was the starter for Chicago. They didn't just throw Fields out there.
It's true, and I think that was the right call. But
yeah, throw Rudolph. I mean, Tua didn't start his first year.
That's true.
These guys, and the only time they really start is when they're like first overall or top five. So
yeah, I don't see any quarterbacks going in the top five this year. But you'd be surprised.
No. But yeah, I'd like them to get Pickett. I want Pittsburgh to get Pickett. Just because he's a Pittsburgh guy.
I don't think he's going to be there for him, but.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think they would trade up for Pickett.
They might. From what I've seen, he's a guy that they like a lot. I think Kenny Pickett's the most NFL-ready quarterback of the bunch.
But easily.
There's been questions about his hand size, you know, whatever, but.
Know what they say about small hands.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy G. Oh, you know who had small hands? Joe Burrow.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. 9 inches.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The smallest I heard was Goff, and it was 9.5. Burrow has 9?
Garoppolo's 9.25.
Wow. I didn't know that. I know Goff's, yeah, he's like 9.5. Oh, shit.
Josh Allen here.
Interesting.
10 1/8 inches.
Have you seen fucking Russell Wilson's? He can, like, wrap his hand around the football. It's insane.
Man, he's a short guy, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Getting off track.
All right, who we got next? AFC South?
Who'd you pick for Pittsburgh?
Matt Corral.
Did you say Rudolph? Oh, you picked Matt Corral?
Matt Corral.
You think they're going to throw a rookie out there week one?
I think they do. I
think that's ballsy. I like it.
I don't trust Mason Rudolph if I'm them. But you know what? They might.
Yeah.
They just might trust him.
Okay. AFC South. Tennessee.
Tennessee.
The number one seed in the playoffs last year.
That's true. Number one seed. Yeah, I think they're going to stick with Ryan Tannehill out of necessity. They can't move off of Ryan Tannehill this year. I mean, the cap hit alone on it is insane. They'd be taking a $38.5 million cap hit.
They just gave him. Really?
$38.5
million. Damn, I didn't know. Because he just signed that fat contract extension.
He's staying in Tennessee. They don't have an option. So they're going to stick with him. You know, hopefully Derrick Henry comes back and has a bounce back year after the toe injury. Although he was having an incredible year before that, but.
Mhm.
What do you think, Tannehill?
Yeah, I'll go with Tannehill. There was a lot of rumblings, but he went 12-5, 21 touchdowns, 14 picks. He threw twice as many picks as he did in 2020. Yeah, he threw 12 more touchdowns in 2020 than 2021. You know, he's regressing a lot. I think you kind of just have to ride it one more year.
So was it Julio that was bad, or was it Tannehill that was bad?
It was Tannehill. Tannehill blew it in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did.
That was, you know. And the last couple weeks, Tannehill was looking good in the regular season. So that's why I was kind of like, oh, wow. Like, Tana, like, this is still a team. Tennessee could still put up a fight, and then the playoffs hit, and then, you know, Tannehill did what he did best. So he needs, yeah, I think they're going to go one more season with him. I'm curious to see if his confidence ain't going to be shot after last season. Yeah. And all these, now there's trade rumors. You just signed a fat contract. You went from being like a potential MVP guy to being on the, you know, in the trade seat.
Yeah, there's a number of guys like that.
Crazy.
Moving on. What do you think about Houston?
So they just got a new head coach. I think this is the perfect Houston spins. The team that kind of spins like that first overall pick, or not first overall pick, but a first round selection on a quarterback in a year that doesn't really have very many quarterback real prospects this year. I think they're going to be the team that is like you said, go high on Kenny Pickett. You know, I can see them trading down and getting Kenny Pickett. Nothing would surprise me with this Texans team, but I'm going with Davis Mills.
Davis Mills. I agree. And you know what? From what I saw of Davis Mills last year, I think he's got some potential. I really do. He was what? I think as far as QBR goes, the second best rookie quarterback this year.
Yeah. I mean, he put up good numbers. They weren't bad.
No, I think they're going to stick with him. And I think they should give him a shot. He played well last year. You know, not great. He was a rookie. It is what it is. But plus, didn't have a lot of things going with him either in that factor. So I agree. Stick with Davis Mills. You want to move on here? Colts?
Yeah. Davis Mills, 16 touchdowns, 10 picks. 2,664 yards.
How many games did he play?
He had a big game. I think, let's see, 11.
11, yeah. It ain't bad through 11 games.
So he plays six more games. He probably throws 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
You know, and 20-plus touchdowns. It's crazy. But, yeah, I think they'll probably run Mills out there. But I think that team's going to be a dumpster fire next year.
That team's going to be a dumpster fire. Like I said last spot, I mean, I just don't – I don't think the Texans know what direction they want to go with things. Mm-hmm. I can't see what they're trying to do. I don't even think they can. So I think they're just going to continue to be the bottom five team for the next few years until hopefully they get the right guys in there.
Also, like, think about – so, I mean, I'm throwing Davis Mills out there just because – is it Davis or David?
Davis.
Davis, yeah. I have David written, and I keep saying Davis, and it's throwing me off. But still – Mills, they're going to keep throwing Mills out there. But, like, if they get a Deshaun trade this year, you think they'll they're going to try to pick up a quarterback, right?
I mean, why would you? You said it yourself. He plays six more games. He probably throws for 4,000 yards.
You can trade – if you go Deshaun to Miami, you got you can get Tua.
I wouldn't
Tua on the Texans? Oh, he would be out of the league in 2 years.
Absolutely. No, I would tell the Dolphins, so keep Tua – you know, give me another piece in return, because I'd rather stick with Davis Mills if I was them. Yeah, just from the potential I've seen. But who knows? A lot of things can happen, especially you get a three first-round picks for him going to the Dolphins or something like that. Maybe you draft a quarterback this year, next year. You know, you never know what they're going to do with him.
Yeah. Okay. The Colts. This is a good one.
I like this one.
Dude, I want you to go first because mine's out there.
I'm going with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Ooh, I like yours. Tell me about it.
I think, surprisingly, you know, Carson Wentz, numbers weren't great. I'm surprised they're not giving him another year. I mean, I don't know.
We don't know. They might.
What's that?
They might, you know.
You know, there's a lot of talk of, you know, even straight up releasing him, not even trading him. I don't know what he'd be worth on the trade market. You know, maybe a third round pick or something. I don't know. But I mean, what did Gardner Minshew bring? What was it, a second? A second, a third, a I think?
It was a sixth round. What they traded for him? Yeah, I think they traded a sixth round pick for
him. Oh, was it?
Yeah. I'm not sure. It wasn't a second. It wasn't that high.
Oh, yeah, it was a sixth. For a conditional sixth.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Gardner got fucking...
Could rise to a fifth.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what I'm missing with Gardner, but...
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe he lands
somewhere.
You want
to hear mine?
Who knows?
You want to hear mine for the Colts?
I'm excited. What do you got?
Give me fucking Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston?
Think about it. Jameis. Last year, his big problem is he throws a lot of picks, right? He got hurt last year.
It was
a bad injury. Seven games. 1,170 yards. That's okay. He completed 59% of his passes, but this is the big thing. 14 touchdowns passing with only 3 interceptions. I think, did all 3 of them come in that one game?
All 3 at least 2.
Remember, at was it week 2? Two? Yeah. Week 2 he threw, yeah, he did really, really bad.
Yeah.
But, 14 touchdowns, 3 picks. And the Colts need somebody that's got balls, that's going to go out there and air out that offense.
And I think,
you know,
I think the Saints, I think this was a couple-year project
Pittman?
For them. I think their year one goal for Jameis was just to limit the interceptions. You know, you notice the yardage numbers weren't crazy high, you know, like they were, with Tampa Bay. But really limiting those interceptions, I think that was their goal that year. And they did a good job. I mean, I don't think their goal the first year was to maximize his potential. I think it was to rein him in a little bit, and then, you know, we'll pump up the gas next year. Unfortunately,
he got
injured.
Surgery.
But he did get
eye surgery.
That was
too.
A big deal. He got LASIK.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe things are pointing in the right direction, and I think this team is, you know, if New Orleans can't snatch him up, I think Indy would probably give him a fat contract.
I think, you know what, I like that fit, though. They've got Michael Porter Jr., obviously, Jonathan Taylor.
Michael Pittman Jr.? Michael Porter Jr. plays for the Nuggets.
Oh, shoot. Michael Pittman. Yeah, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Represent. Mizzou.
absolutely. So, I think they could get a little bit more receiver talent there. But either way, they got to figure something out at quarterback. I don't know
what
their plan is.
They got T.Y. Hilton for 4 games.
What's that?
I said they got T.Y. Hilton for 4 games.
Right, yeah, he's a guaranteed 2-3 games a year.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll tell you what, he'll hit one big play in each game he's in, but they're few and far between.
Okay, I like that call. The Colts was a good one. Jacksonville, this one should be.
Yeah, it should be easy. Trevor Lawrence, no reason to.
Yeah.
No reason to move off of him. Wasn't spectacular, but.
Last game of the season, though, beating the Colts.
He was good that
last game.
Actually, last
couple games. It was when they fired Urban.
I don't know. They got their asses whooped against the Patriots. Patriots. New England hung up 50
Other than that
spot
one,
on.
Too. I just really I like Trevor Lawrence, so I always try to defend him.
I do. You know what? I don't think there was a. He didn't play great, but you got to think. I mean, he had Urban Meyer in there. You know, all that drama and everything going on, changing coaches. Yeah. It was a rough first year
Urban
for him.
Urban Meyer was committing adultery during the season. You know, that's not really a guy I want as my head coach.
No.
So in 17 games, he played every single game. Which I admire in that kid because he got the shit knocked out of him every game. He was getting smacked around. But he went 3-14, obviously. 12 touchdowns, 17 picks, and he ran for 2 touchdowns. 3,641 yards, though. He was putting up numbers. We were talking off record. We were talking about Trevor Lawrence. And I was like, just think about, like, surprising teams, you know. Jacksonville might be surprising. You know, they got good weapons. James Robinson's really good. You know, I think if they get an O-line, like maybe add up to the O-line a little bit, spend a couple draft picks on some old linemen, they might have a pretty good team.
Yeah, and they've got a, they've got some decent guys on defense too. I mean, it,
yeah, Josh Allen.
They definitely need some defensive work, but they've got some pieces there. Obviously, on offense, they've got some weapons. They've got people for him to throw to. James Robinson. We didn't get to see Travis Etienne because of injury, but
that's we get to get his debut too, which I'm excited for. It kind of gives me like a better Tavon Austin, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, I don't see any reason they'd move off of there in the next couple of years. I mean, unless this next year is just awful.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to probably just cut it at the AFC. So we're in our last division here. AFC West. Kansas City.
Kansas City. I think I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes here.
I think so, too. Chad Henne's he's fighting for it, though.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully Chad Henne, hopefully he can get it so we don't have to see Jackson and Brittany anytime soon.
Listen, and see, like, I'm different than you. I don't hate Patrick. Like,
I don't
like
hate Patrick,
family,
but, man.
But, like, Patrick, I think, is a good dude.
He is. He's a class act, man.
But, yeah, it's going to be Mahomes. How do you think Mahomes plays this year? Because last season was kind of weird.
You know what? He's a guy like that I can kind of see is just always kind of going to be slumpy a little bit. You got to work through that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't running the ball. You know, at times they couldn't move the ball on the ground. They couldn't, therefore, move the ball in the air either.
Do they have any money for free agency?
Do they have any money?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me look.
Because, like, I mean, I wouldn't be, like, they need to get a running back. Maybe they can trade Edwards-Helaire, but I think I'm about done with the Edwards-Helaire project.
I agree. I mean, you saw a couple of players come in and perform better than
Williams literally gave that team life. Like, he fucking won them a couple games.
And then in the
Gore's like reliable and can score when he's in the red zone.
In the playoffs, Jerick McKinnon was awesome there for a couple of games.
Yeah, McKinnon did good too.
The Chiefs' effective cap space is $500,000.
Ah, shit, that's gonna be tough.
They can restructure some stuff and maybe get 10-15 million in there or something like that, but not a whole lot of money to work with.
Yeah,
there's some teams that are in some interesting cap situations, though.
Yeah, like the Saints.
Hashtag Saints.
Hashtag Negative 80 Saints. Mil. Oh my god.
I wonder why.
Speaking of
Sean Payton left.
Speaking of pretty tough situations, we got the Chargers.
Yeah. I mean, Justin Herbert, let's hopefully make the jump to the playoffs this year.
Do you think he's going to?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a big jump year for the Chargers. Brandon Staley coming into his second year, I think, is going to be – he had a lot of learning experiences last year, you know, hyper-aggressive on fourth down calls and going for two. I think he's going to calm that down a little bit, stay aggressive, hopefully, but calm it down just a bit. Justin Herbert, another great year from him. I think he made some big strides this year, getting a little bit better deep in the red zone and stuff like that. So hopefully they can improve that defense because, what were they, 30th in the league in rushing defense,
it was tough,
I think?
I don't know about Herbert. Like, I think Herbert's great, but I think he's just going to get chargered. We should just call it when, quarterbacks – just can't ever live up to the full potential. We should call it chargered. Because, Phillip Rivers. Yeah, he got chargered. Like, there's nothing else he could have, done. Like, he played for the Chargers. Because Las Vegas is now a big market, spend a lot of money team, So, they're getting rumored to Russ and Rodgers and all these guys. As soon as they make one of those moves, which I think they're going to, there's going to be a team that's not going to make the playoffs out of this division, and it's going to be the Chargers.
I don't know, man. Even if Rodgers comes in the division, he's got a couple of years left. You know, I don't think the Raiders are planning on moving off of Carr. I just don't see that happening. But this is, I mean, no matter which way you put it, this is going to be a tough division. I don't, even getting three teams in a division to the playoffs is
and you
rare.
Know, like, you know, that's we tough, talk about, like, but, so, like, think about, you're in the NFC North, right? You can play Detroit. Like, Detroit's a bad team. Like, they're the worst team in the division. Their worst team?
Right.
Their worst team?
Yeah, if you're Dallas, exactly, you get to play the whole NFC East.
And, like, their worst team is just a team that has a really good defense that could easily upset you, you know? Like, it's not, like, just a bad team.
Right.
Like, the teams that have a bad offense and bad defense, no. Like, they're Denver. Like, they're going to be competent, and they're going to, you know, do what they got to do. They're going to – and they always have a stacked defense. Like, they're going to pound you. Like, it's not going to be easy wins. So, I don't know. I don't know about Herbert, man. Okay. Next team, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
So
what do you think?
I don't know how much I believe in Rodgers or Russ getting traded to Las Vegas next season. So I think it's going to be a couple season thing. But I think I'm just going to stick with Carr. I don't want it to be Carr. I think if they're smart, you go Carr, two first round picks, maybe a third for Rodgers. Just fucking go all in. You're the Raiders. What first round picks are you going to get? You're going to pick a punter or something. You're going to do something stupid. Or defensive lineman that's going to be out of the league in 3 years, you know? Actually, they've had some pretty successful picks recently, but they're still the Raiders. They still, like, they're still going to mess those picks up anyways. Get Rodgers. Solidify the deal. They also need some more weapons in the wide receiver front, too.
Yeah, Renfro,
yeah, like,
Waller.
He's your best guy. And he really took a big step up this year. But I think if he starts getting doubled and tripled, he ain't going to be doing shit.
Yeah,
Waller took a big step back.
Somebody else after, you know, Henry Ruggs, the situation. So, got to get somebody else there. Nothing wrong with Renfro, nothing wrong with Waller. But
A.B.? That's a Raider. That's a Raiders guy right there. Big Al would have loved him.
Not a chance.
That's a Raider. Bring
him
back.
He's already been there.
He froze his foot
off.
Bring him back.
Wanting to get released. He showed up.
It's the Raiders.
He showed up to training camp with
what other team would take a risk on AB again? It would be it would be the Raiders doing it twice. no. Okay.
I don't think he'd go.
So
there.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Carr, unfortunately. But okay, Denver one's kind of stupid.
I agree.
You want me to go? you want me to go first? Or is yours normal? Okay.
You go.
I'm going Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think they're going to end up throwing out a guy. I think they're going to try to go out in this Rodgers sweepstakes, and they're going to lose. They're either going to get outbid or he's just not going to leave. And I think they're going to get screwed, you know. And then they have Drew Locke, who they're done with him. Kid lost his confidence. They don't have any confidence in him. So pick up. Do what Miami did, you know. Do what every team that picks up Fitzpatrick is doing. It's like, hey, we're too good to have
a
bad quarterback, so
go,
let's get this really, really average
here,
quarterback
at least try to.
And just hope that we play
Rodgers
really well.
Week one starter.
Like, that's, I think they're going to roll out with a Fitzpatrick tie.
I think Denver's ready to go all in. I think looking at their division, they know they have to. If they're going to go out and win, they've got to go get the guy.
I don't even know if they would win the division. You're still going up against KC.
I don't know that they would.
I think Vegas would give them a run for their money.
And honestly, I've said it. I think Rodgers would be crazy to enter that division. I just wouldn't do it. I mean, look where he gets to play Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit twice a year. And then he's going to go to the AFC West where he's got to play the Chiefs, Chargers, and Raiders twice a year.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy. But Lots of talks about Denver going out and getting him. I don't think they have any confidence in Teddy or Drew Lock. I think this is what they're going to do. I don't think they want to draft somebody. I think they're in a position that they want to win now. They feel like they've got the pieces to win now, other than that quarterback position.
And Teddy's gone. Teddy's a free agent now.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a mistake.
Yeah. Teddy's good on a team that has a bunch of weapons, and the only spot they need is a quarterback. But if they need anything else, it's bad.
Broncos have a solid roster. I mean, I think you throw Rodgers on there. They'd be hold on, let me pull this up. The Super Bowl odds for the – I think they were 20 plus 2,200.
Oh, you're going to put money on it?
On that, no. Oh. No. Because even if he goes there, I don't know if I can see them getting to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't. I just.
I mean, like you said, you still got to play Mahomes at least twice a year at that point.
I think there's just more desperate teams. I think Pittsburgh's going to offer a lot. And I think if Vegas gets the right deal with Carr probably involved, that's what they're going to do. Like a Stafford for Goff type thing. Okay, that's it. AFC's done. Who's your favorite out of all of them?
I'll tell you, hold on, right here. Denver Broncos.
Oh, my God.
23-1.
Jeez.
At Denver, they have the same odds as the Titans, the Chargers. Whoa. A little bit worse than the Ravens.
That's crazy. I'm telling you, maybe there is a lot. Just
because of rumors.
Yeah, but the rumors must be pretty intense if betting odds are shifting because of it.
Absolutely.
All right, we're done with the AFC. Who's your favorite one? I like Jameis for the Colts. That's my favorite one.
I'm going to go Jimmy for the Colts. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Colts. Man, good luck. I hope they get rid of Wentz just to make it interesting. All right.
Right?
Final thought.
So I've got this, you know, I vape, you know, mm-hmm. and this one juice bottle I've been trying, you know, it's one of those push down and twist caps, right? Yeah. I've been trying all weekend to get this thing open. This whole pot, I've been sitting here trying to get it open. I can't open
maybe
it.
Maybe it's...
If anybody's got any secrets, let me know.
Maybe it's like the Lord and Savior telling you to quit smoking vape.
You know what? That's a
start smoking
a good
more, THC instead. I hate when that shit happens. Yeah, I can't open. Me and you were talking before the show. I can't open wine bottles to save my ass. I hate that.
The wine bottle.
The cork always falls in the freaking wine, or the cork
you gotta pour out the
cuts
whole
in
thing.
Half somehow. I don't know. It gets all jacked up. But my final thought. So LeBron. I mean, I'm an NBA guy. I love the NBA. LeBron, it's coming out that he's upset with the Lakers. Reportedly, this is from Bleacher Report. He's mad at Robert Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers. He's mad at them for not trading Russell Westbrook to Houston and a first-round pick. He's mad that they wouldn't trade Russ and a first-round pick for John Wall. Come on, dude. That's sad. What the hell? Yeah. Are you kidding me, bro? Like, I get it. Russ is bad.
Not even a one for one. Yeah. They want another first on top of it.
And, like, think about it. All the rumors are also saying LeBron's going to be leaving soon. Robert Pelinka is not going to have any first round picks to rebuild this team. What do you think? He's just going to, you're going to leave. You're going to, and the Lakers are going to be fine with having only one ring. And they're going to be like, oh, hey, Rob, we're just going to ignore all the losing seasons you had and shitty draft picks. Like, no. Rob wants to keep his job, too. I wouldn't trade Russ in a first-round pick for John Wall. I would argue it would be close. Absolutely, between yeah. Russ for John Wall. John Wall's good. I mean, he's better than Westbrook this season, but it's not that unanimous. But, okay, that's my final thought.
Man, how's Russ feel? That can't be good for the locker
room,
man.
No. Yeah, I'm sure it ain't. And you know what? That's what a trend is with every single LeBron James team. That locker room gets all jacked up because everybody gets thrown in trade rumors every second.
Because LeBron wants to trade away the whole team.
All right, we're done. We're finished. Make sure you follow us on the socials. Nathan?
Spread the word.
Spread it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.